What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rupp.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up?
Love these Tuesday shows.
Why?
Big, big fans. We love our Tuesday shows. What are you talking about?
That's
we love
Wednesday.
It.
It's Wednesday.
No, we love our Tuesdays.
No, we don't.
Look at you.
I don't like Tuesday.
you're out on Tuesday?
Tuesdays are stupid because...
It's too hot. Too hot.
It's not midweek yet. Mm. It's still early in the week. Early in the week sucks. You know, come on. It's 100 degrees out.
Did we reach 100 today?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's hot.
I'm going to say maybe.
I was walking the... Because on the hot days, I got to wake up and walk the bear early in the day.
95.
And boy, it didn't matter. We got out there about 7:45, 8 o'clock, and it was already like, oh.
A little humid.
Yeah, he took a couple blocks and was like, nice try, old man. We're going home. It was steamy out there.
Yeah, you can tell when it's going to be hot around here. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Get up in the morning, go outside. You're like, oh, going to be one of those days.
Going to be one of those.
All
Do
right.
some crotch pot cooking. Good morning, Vietnam.
Good movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Great soundtrack.
The great Robin Williams. Gone too soon.
Yeah. He is gone too soon.
You had to think about that one. You're like, oh, he's gone just about right time. You know?
No, he's gone too
it's
soon.
Sad. It's
he
sad.
He was greatness.
He was.
It makes
There's
me sad.
Nobody like him.
No, he's, I would say like maybe if you wanted to go like Jim Carrey, maybe has some Robin Williams feel to him. That kind of.
Very unique, but not Robin Williams though.
No, it's just that kind of that manic, just well, highs and lows.
Well, just immensely talented.
Yes.
Like can't shut his brain off, like no. That kind of.
But it kind of also leads to a little bit of a, it sounds like a bit of a tortured existence for both of those guys.
Well,
like you're,
look,
yeah.
Robin Williams has some great bits.
Yeah.
They will live in infamy. One of his best bits is about golf. I don't know if you've ever seen
Yeah,
this.
I've seen the
Have
golf
you ever
thing.
Seen that?
Yeah, the golf thing
oh
is good.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
Well, and towards the end there, it wasn't just the depression. He was battling, like, chronic. Yeah. I forget what really? It was. He had some sort of...
Lewy body? It's the thing yeah. that, like, it attacks your muscular system, yeah. I think, and also causes hallucinations.
So he was going through some... He was going through some stuff. And he battled drugs and yeah. depression and
But he hey man, he was greatness.
He was great.
He had some great stuff out there.
Well, and one
just Google or get on YouTube and type in Robin Williams Golf.
Yeah.
Watch
I
it.
Have that here, but it's 4.5
yeah,
minutes
it's long. just go on. It's just great.
Well, and Robin Williams obviously for
like, it's vintage Robin Williams.
Like he was a great stand-up comedian. He cut his teeth, obviously, doing all the comedic roles. But he was a great serious actor too. I mean, like
yeah, he was in what was the one where he was the doctor?
Good Will Hunting. Oh, he was Patch Adams. He was a therapist in Good Will Hunting.
But yeah, Good Will Hunting and What Dreams May Come was really good. And I personally think Good Morning Vietnam is his best role. And while that is a comedy, it is it's a powerful movie.
Oh, it's heavy. Yeah, there's real life stuff in there.
And he plays a homeless guy, kind of schizophrenic in The Fisher King, which is again one of my all time favorites with
Jeff
Bridges.
That's a good movie too.
It's a great movie.
Ooh, yeah. I need to see this.
You've never seen Fisher King?
Not even familiar with it. No.
Yeah, give it a whirl. It's with Jeff Bridges and Insomnia. He plays a serial killer. Yeah. He's really good in that. He just is.
I didn't buy him as a serial killer.
Yeah, you didn't like that one?
Well, he's Robin Williams.
Yeah, which is why I kind of liked it.
Come on,
there's one, I got to find the name of it, but it's a small movie that he did where he plays like an English teacher whose son commits suicide and he kind of covers up for his son being a really big screw up.
Was that Dead Poets Society?
No, that's not.
Because he also did that where he was a teacher.
Yeah, he is. I got to find the name of it, but it is criminally underrated.
You're reminding us that Robin Williams has a much better resume than you even remember.
Yes. It's way better than...
And we didn't even mention Mork and Mindy.
No. It's so stinking good.
And his stand-up.
Yeah.
And pretty much any time he was ever on any show ever.
Yeah, he used to do the... what was the... where they would do the comedy thing for the troops. We used to be on HBO. Someone help me out here. All the big stand-up comedians would get together and they would do a benefit for the troops.
Was that the thing that like Bob Hope initially pioneered?
It might have been Bob Hope, but like he kind of hosted it and they're legendary. Like if you just look it up and you see it's on a big stage and it was a fundraiser and he would go out there and like just riff for like an hour. And look, we know what was fueling that riff, but you're just watching a comedy powerhouse. Like before your eyes, it's unbelievable. I just wish I could remember what the name of that thing was. I'll figure it out.
Was it called Moi?
It's called what? Moi. I don't think.
No.
I don't think that's what it is. That's weird.
Was it called Falco? So Malchol.
Shane Falco. So Malchol. Malchol. Yes.
No.
Oh, this is it. If you're sitting around and you want a movie that you've never seen before, but is really good and just different than anything you see, go. It's Robin Williams and it's called World's Greatest Dad, and it's something else. His son commits suicide, and his son is just a bad. Well, his son doesn't commit suicide. His son accidentally kills himself. David Carradine in it, you know. He's got a belt around his neck while he's doing something. And his kid's just an awful person. And so he doesn't want to admit and tell people that his son was doing that. So he writes a suicide note for his son. And his son becomes like a very sympathetic kind of like cult figure. It is one of the more unique movies and you will love it. And it's Bobcat Goldthwait directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really good. For just one of those things, you'll be like, I never knew this movie existed, and you'll be glad that you watched it.
Was Bobcat Goldthwait funny?
Yeah. Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not really sold on that, but all right. I mean, he seemed like just doing bits, you know? I mean, he was no Gilbert Godfrey.
I think they're kind of the same person, right?
No, I don't. I just said I don't think he was Gilbert Godfrey, no. I mean, they're both that kind of... you know, out there bit type guy, but Gottfried was way funnier, I thought, than Bobcat. But
I thought they were kind of the same. I think they were kind of the same people.
I feel like that's a, you're doing a, you're slapping Gilbert right across his little dead face.
Well, rest in peace. Yeah. You know?
Is it fair to say they're both annoying?
Yes. Oh, very fair. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, that's why they're very unique, both of them. And it's like Sam Kinison, you know?
Yeah, I'd say that. But Sam Kinison, now you're going to get it a whole... Sam Kinison is so much better than... Like, Sam Kinison changed comedy.
He was great, but he was, to Buck's point, he was annoying. Like, he's like, ah, oh! You know, his bits.
Yeah.
Like, that. Those three were all doing bits. Like, they weren't just themselves. We have Gilbert Godfrey in here. Do you remember when Gilbert Godfrey came in here?
I do remember.
He is not off the air, like just Gilbert being Gilbert, he is not the way you know Gilbert Godfrey. No.
It was
As
so
a matter
weird.
Of fact, he's the exact opposite.
He's just this weird,
goofy dork.
And he has
that
like,
just sits there.
Yeah, like on his flip phone. And then the mic
And he
would
doesn't
come
talk
on.
Like that.
No.
Bobcat, same way.
Yeah.
Sam Kinison, same way.
Same way.
You know, you're doing bits.
Yeah.
Bits.
By the way, comedy relief is what I was thinking of with Robin Williams. Go look in the 80s. There was the specials that did comic relief. And it's like Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg. And it's for, I thought it was for the troops, but it's not. It's for poverty. It was for poor people.
You know, when you think about Robin Williams, not to belabor the Robin Williams point.
But we're going
to
belabor Robin Williams because it's what
we're doing.
I loved
Robin Williams.
Well, who didn't?
I would imagine there's some people that maybe didn't enjoy his. I mean, he was pretty.
A little frantic.
Yeah, he was pretty frantic.
Yeah. Again,
he was
kind
of all over the place.
What? Huh?
But he's just, you know, he's one of those guys whose brain was working overtime and he was wild. He was hard to pin down. Anyway, and I can imagine that not, you know, that not being
everybody's cup of tea.
Everybody's cup of tea. But is he more. So I was reading that Daniel Day-Lewis is returning to the big screen.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he shut it down.
8 years he's been off.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
And he's weird.
Super weird.
But he's a great actor.
Yeah.
But when you go and look at a guy like Robin Williams and you say, well, he was really good in serious roles. Jim Carrey did this too, like you mentioned.
Yep.
He, you know, serious roles.
And that's why I kind of
became very good.
I kind of put those two in the
same. But then in the comedy vein, like Daniel Day-Lewis probably doesn't have a funny bone in his body.
I don't think he's ever done a comedy that I'm aware of.
Well, I mean,
I don't think he's ever made a joke.
No, like he's the most serious man alive. And I'm not even kidding. Have you ever heard an interview with this guy?
He sounds like a real riot at parties.
Is it fair? Is it even remotely possible to say that maybe a guy like Robin Williams more talented than a guy like Daniel Day-Lewis?
I have never.
Who is so revered.
Yeah, I've never considered that, but I totally get where you're coming from. It's the idea of, how about this? If you are like a tennis player, Rafa Nadal was the greatest clay court tennis player of all time, but he wasn't the best tennis player of all time. Daniel Day-Lewis on clay cannot be touched, but Robin Williams win you a Grand Slam. He's all over the place. Any surface you want.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So yes, I do think there is a case to be made.
Yeah.
And I would love it if Daniel Day-Lewis, and I know, have you seen the new Naked Gun?
No, I won't.
It's really good. Dude, I'm telling
you,
it's good.
Everyone's saying good things.
It's well done. And
that's rare, right?
Yeah.
Like, you make Neeson, a movie like this and then it's actually good.
Liam Neeson does, it's an homage to the old Naked Guns. And Liam Neeson plays such a great straight man. And look, I don't know if it's as good as nothing is as good as Enrico Palazzo, but it's well done. You will not go in there and be like, dude, they pissed on this memory. How great would it be if Daniel Day-Lewis played that role in Naked Gun?
Ooh.
He comes out of retirement after 8 years and making Gangs of New York and Lincoln and My Left Foot and The Last of the Mohicans. And that's the thing is the Frank Drebin is such a straight-laced character in Naked Gun. It's Leslie Nielsen's dry wit that made that character. And the same thing with Liam Neeson. For Daniel Day-Lewis to do that dry sort of humor would be amazing. Just come out and do one comedy. Just do one and then just shut it down. From Gandhi to The Last of the Mohicans to Naked Gun.
That would be great.
He would never do it. But it would be awesome.
He thinks it's beneath him.
Yes,
he does.
Well, he's the sort.
And he probably couldn't do it.
I guess on sets, he won't let anyone talk to him.
He's the worst.
Unless they address him as Mr. Lincoln or
he's
Mr. President.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
But I'd argue for George Carlin. I'd argue for Robin Williams. I'd argue for Jim Carrey. I mean, these are great. These are greats.
Yeah.
Spanning decades of and genres.
I appreciate an actor.
I want a guy to make me laugh.
Yes. I appreciate a guy that can do more than one thing. Your Tom Hanks, I think Leo does this well. I think Brad Pitt does. I just enjoy guys that I can see more than they play the same serious. I get it. You're a great actor, buddy.
You want some range.
Yeah. Give me something that I can watch that's under 3 hours that I'm going to watch more than one time in my life.
There Will Be Blood.
Because here's another one.
Remember that one?
I think he won Best Actor. And that
well,
might
it was a
have
horrible
won,
movie.
That may have won Best Picture,
but
too.
But he was great.
I'm telling you, It's an incredible character. I have never watched that movie again, and I will never watch it again.
It's really boring.
Yeah, but you watch it once. His performance was incredible, that's all there.
Well, and that's a sign of a good actor, right? You buoy a movie. Like, the movie's not great. It's him.
But all of his movies, I think I've seen them all. Although I guess I haven't seen like the Ballad of Jack and Rose, but you know, I saw Lincoln, I saw Gangs of New York, I saw The Boxer, I saw Crucible. They're all really good movies, and I'm trying to think if I've seen one of his movies. Maybe The Last of the Mohicans. Maybe I've seen that twice.
I've seen that twice, and that's the only one.
But other than that, I'm like, oh, okay. I don't need to see that ever again. It's like, cool, I enjoyed it, and now we're moving on.
How is it that we have a Robin Williams segment here on the program,
and
we don't mention Mrs. Doubtfire?
I don't like to talk about that.
Talk about movies that would start a culture war today. My God.
That may be the one Robin Williams movie that I would disagree with. And it was probably his biggest hit.
Oh,
I
great.
Love that movie.
He was great.
Pierce Brosnan, Sally Field.
I can't.
Come on.
Like if...
Cross-dressing as a British nanny? Let's go.
Is if I just showed up when my kids were like 8, but I put on a wig and did an accent, they'd be like, who is this?
Hey, if you need to be around your kids in the 90s, that's how you do it.
Mrs. Dutz.
That's a bridge too far. I'm willing to suspend a lot of stuff. I can't. I don't get Mrs. Doubtfire.
Let's go look at.
His biggest film,
scene where he saves Pierce Brosnan from choking in the restaurant was filmed in my little suburban hometown. It was a very big deal for us when I was in fourth grade.
You mean she?
She? Get it
what
right.
Did I say?
Buck, don't have a hate crime.
They?
She.
They. Yeah, don't presume.
77% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, wait, which one am I supposed to look at? The popcorn meter?
I think the popcorn meter.
Or the tomato meter.
Popcorn meter would be his most enjoyable for fans. Rotten Tomatoes for critics.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about the critics.
Yeah.
So fans give him a 77%.
That seems fine.
77% on Mrs. Doubtfire.
That makes me feel better. There's enough Robin Williams fans out there that are like me that are like, dude, I can't do this.
It's a great flick.
Did a butt ton of business, but just you can't. We can't do that. I'm assuming Dead Poets Society would probably be the one that critics
here's
and
his
fans.
Ranked. Okay, so here are his
was
ranked.
Good Will Hunting a Best Picture nominee?
Yeah, didn't win. I think it won for Best Script, but I think Robin Williams may have won the Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, I see.
For it.
So this is ranked by Tomato Meter, not Popcornometer.
Okay, so this is the critics.
Yeah, this is the critics. Good Will Hunting number one.
Okay,
97%.
Yeah,
Aladdin number two. Forgot about that.
90, the genie. He was great.
Yeah.
96%.
Yeah, you forget about that.
Hamlet, 95%.
Oh.
Insomnia, 92%. And then Good Morning Vietnam, 90%. Mm.
So he was nominated 4 times for Academy Awards, was nominated for Best Actor, Good Morning Vietnam, didn't win, Dead Poets Society, and The Fisher King, which again, go and watch. And then he won Best Supporting the only time he was nominated, and that was for Good Will Hunting.
Mrs. Doubtfire is his 17th best movie, according to the Tomato Meter.
And he did not get nominated for that.
Sandwiched in between Lee Daniels, The Butler, and The World According to Garp.
He did win several Golden Globes for Mork and Mindy.
He did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Last on the list is Old Dogs.
Yeah, that was like a him and a bunch of middle-aged guys go out on like a cross-country biker thing. I think Travolta might
While preparing for an important business deal, two bachelors, John Travolta and Robin Williams, become the unexpected caretakers of twin children.
Ugh.
Nice.
By the way, did you also know that he won 5 Grammys?
For what?
Best comedy album, best spoken word, comedy
which
album.
Which comedy album?
He won for best comedy album, What a Concept, A Night at the Met, Good Morning Vietnam. He won Best Children's Album for Pecos Bill, and then he won for Robin Williams Live 2002 for Best Spoken Word.
Man.
So, yeah, he won a bunch of Grammys.
Absolute legend.
Yeah. If he had won a Tony, he would have got it. It's the only one he did win.
He could have won. That's the thing about him. He could have won a Tony. He just never did.
Yeah.
He never did.
Yeah.
He wasn't on Broadway, was
no,
he?
No, it doesn't look on here.
Notable
like
San Francisco Giants diehard as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah, if he had done like Aladdin, like a stage version of it, he could have EGOTted. Well, there's your Robin Williams segment you didn't know you needed.
Yeah, you needed that. I'm telling you, you needed that.
I'll just never that I will. Whenever I think of him, I just think of good morning, Vietnam. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Love that freaking movie.
Well, and did this start with crotch pot cooking? Is that crotch how we pot got cooking?
Here? Yeah, because it was hot. Yep. And that's from Good Morning Vietnam. When he does that, he's going to, it's hot. It's hot.
His radio bits in that movie are so good. Yes. They're so well written. Yeah. And I mean, he does like the chopper sound effects for like, you know, let's use some water buffalo.
I saw
there,
a making of that, and they said like 75 to 85% of the his radio bits are improv.
Like off the cuff.
He's just riffing. Dude.
Yeah, they just said, like, hey, you know, you're a morning DJ, whatever. Here's some kind of outlines. This is some stuff you would talk about. And they said they would just film and he would go. And they said, like, some of that stuff, he would riff. They were like, hey, we need, like, 45 seconds or a minute and a half. And they would say Robin Williams would do, like, 15 minutes. And they would just keep filming it. And then we're like, well, we'll figure out to do with this later.
That's what he would do on, like, Letterman and stuff, too.
Yeah.
He
just goes.
Dave just tees him up for one thing, and then he's gone for 12 minutes.
It's like interviewing Bill Walton.
Yeah, it's so good.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
All right, extra long opening seggy.
I love bridges.
But well worth it.
I love volcanoes.
Our man, Robin. AP Top 25 is out. Next. Here's, Buck's not ready. Not yet.
Well, yeah, we're not there yet.
Shortly on The Fan. Nice heavy long here on a Tuesday. Hope you're staying cool.
Yeah, it's hot.
As they say. Yeah, today's the last day, though.
It's steamy. Yeah, we tune it down a little bit after this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow.
That's good.
So that is, you know, that is good. You can.
I don't mind the heat, but
you can take your barbecue back outside.
Triple digits is a little warm.
Instead of barbecuing inside, you know, where it's cool.
Yeah, I do like when, like, in the wintertime when they tell people, don't bring your barbecue inside, you'll die.
Yeah, but don't they do it in the summer, too? It's so hot out there. Yeah, like, oh, I'll just do this inside where it's air conditioning.
How about this? Just don't bring your barbecue
inside. Then your house burns down?
It's just not good. Don't deep fry a turkey in your house. Don't deep fry it in your garage. Don't bring your barbecue in. There should just be, although we have to have, like, warnings on coffee lids that say hot. Yeah. So
there's a lawsuit waiting somewhere.
Yeah. You know, all the little detergent stuff, don't eat.
The Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah.
I did that once.
Yeah, got one of those, you know, antifreeze, you know.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I didn't do that. All right. Well, before we get to John Mateer, which we will get to in our next radio segment.
Do we have to clutch some pearls?
Well, I mean, no.
Michael Porter Jr. was talking about this today.
Yeah, we have that audio. Yeah. We got a whole thing on that. But if you believe the John Mateer story, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no one else has ever used Venmo as like a ha-ha.
It's an inside joke.
Dude, Venmo, that's what the kids do with Venmo.
Well, yeah.
Is they make jokes on.
Well, yeah, I stopped.
On what they're paying for.
Yeah, none of my stuff is.
The reason for that is people don't want.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know what they're paying other people for.
And someone, this is how old I am. A number of years ago, one of my kids goes, hey, Dad, you know, you can just turn that off. And I was like, what? Because I used to send my daughter Venmo payments for like rent, and I would always put like horrible things in there. Or I had the same massage therapist for years and years, and I would always put hookers and blow. And so she was like, really? And I was like, then someone was like,
I'm big souk.
Yeah. Someone was like, you know, you can just turn insane that off. So if you went through like my Venmo transaction, there was a monthly charge of like $170 for hookers and blow. And then the idea that like I was like you're taking that seriously?
You don't have to put anything.
I mean, my God.
Well, yeah, it's like, first of all, like your kid said, you don't have to have that out there if you actually are telling the truth.
Yeah.
But I also often wonder, like, the people that do put their stuff out there, why are you doing that?
I don't know. But
I don't want to see that because you can scroll through other people's
scroll through
like
and see it.
I think Andrew Nemec's on there, like paying people, and I'm like, well,
yeah. Well, I
see who he's paying money to.
Yeah, I had to send Sprague a payment. He was helping us get this little podcast, like the podcast site up. So I had to Venmo him. It was the first time I Venmoed someone in a while, and that was the first thing when I sent it to Sprague. All of Sprague's stuff is public.
Yeah. So you scrolled through, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I took a quick little
scrollsies down the Sprague payment list. There's a couple there and there to dirt and, you know,
ooh, what are they paying
some
each other
random
for?
Stuff. There were some golf bets I think that were in there. And,
nice.
Yeah. And I did.
I'm
I had
go look at mine.
I had that thought of. I was like, really?
Where is that?
Like once I realized all those years ago that I could not make mine public, I was like, oh, cool. Just turn it off.
I think a lot of people don't know that you can turn it to private because it defaults to private.
Yes, I
think
not,
that's what it is.
I did not know until my. You know.
How do you look at your own?
I don't know. Someone said on my cash app, I put breast milk, green cheese, etc. Yeah, it's like you don't have to tell the truth. That's not. And John Mulaney does a great bit about about this because he says, you know, Venmo was for drug dealers. Who are you civilians putting your transactions out there to public? It's very strange. It's
the
odd
last
to me.
Person I paid, I have no idea who it is and why.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
out. Might have scanned a QR code.
What?
You might have scanned a QR code. Sometimes they have.
Yeah. Oh, I know what that. Yeah, you're right.
Rob's like, oh, I know what that one is. I'll just keep that.
I put cookie on there. You know what that was for?
Oh, I got a good idea what cookie is, you sick son of a bitch.
That was for some little girl selling cookies outside of a restaurant.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
And I bought a cookie and I Venmoed her mom.
How much was that?
$3.
Oh, okay. Son of a bitch. Holy cow.
I think I tipped her on there.
A little something for the effort there.
There's golf. I don't know what that's for.
golf. Yeah, there you go. You got luck. You got
that
love,
lady.
You got luck golfing.
Golf.
And then there's my kid on there. There you go. Paid him for
you
something.
Brat.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, we got to nothing. AP Top 25 and John Mateer. He did what? Coming up, here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yeah, one thing we didn't get to yesterday because we were super hot on NFL preseason 70-yard kicks, stuff like that.
The little...
AP Top 25 is out.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
Shocking. Texas number one.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a different number two than the coaches poll.
Yeah. They're all, I mean.
The top 10 is the same. They're just in a different order.
Different order. And I think 11 and 12 are the same as well. Like.
But Texas is number one. Penn State is number two.
Yeah.
Over Ohio State, which is, of course, bulletin board material.
And Penn State's only two votes. Penn State got 23 first place votes. Texas got 25. So, I mean, Penn State was picked by the media to win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon. Is that a shocker for anybody?
Oregon is seventh in both the coaches and the AP.
Oregon got one vote. Someone out there thinks Oregon's the number one team in the country.
Boy, what?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I suppose. I mean,
what do you mean you suppose? They're not the best team in the country.
I wouldn't think they are, but I suppose someone could make that argument. I don't know what that argument would be, but it's all subjective. Why is Texas the number one team? Why is Penn State? Know.
This is why preseason polls are stupid.
Exactly.
But it's the first time since 2015 the Ducks have been preseason top 10 in back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Now, back then they opened in the preseason top 10 AP five straight years.
Yeah.
So they got a ways to go, Jace.
Yeah. You but know, when you
to recapture that Chip Kelly, the, Mark Helfrich undefeated magic.
When you're the number one team in the country and undefeated, chances are next year they're going to think pretty highly of you. Had they brought back, all they needed to do was bring back a quarterback. Had Dylan Gabriel had another year, I think Oregon's one or two in the country.
Well, that's why they're seven. But
that's why they're seventh.
Dare I say overrated a little bit at the start?
Yeah. I mean, where would you?
A little overrated?
I mean.
Well, again, you know. Like you said, it's subjective,
it's
so
subjective.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think seven, honestly, seven is about right, because you can sit there and you can pull Coles and say that Oregon has new faces, and that's 100% true. But Penn State brings back a lot. Texas brings back a lot. But you've heard me say this a million times. Texas is being buoyed up on the idea that Arch Manning is Jesus. And I would also like to point out, and some people, by the way, are now kind of piling onto this, I don't know if you saw, you didn't watch the NFL preseason, but Quinn Ewers looked really bad.
Well, I read about him.
Yeah.
5 of 18.
Yeah, it's not good.
I heard.
And so a lot of people are piling on the idea. A lot of people
lot
are saying.
People.
It's become an internet thing that, you know, for all the, and Arch Manning may be great. I don't know. I will actually wait to see how it plays out. But people are like, dude, you played behind a very average quarterback for 2 years and you couldn't sniff the field. So people are a little hesitant, but they're being propped up by that. Penn State, I get. Penn State brings back everything, improvements on the outside, and they've got a three-year starter at quarterback. I get it. Clemson, like, honestly, if we're going with returning talent, Clemson probably should be number one. Clemson made the college football playoff last year. Clemson brings back multiple All-Americans on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to be nasty. They bring back arguably the second best quarterback in the country in Klubnik. And by the way, there's a proven track record there with Dabo. And
are
they
have you
a very
behind Aller.
And they have a very manageable schedule. Yeah, of the returning quarterbacks. I think people
you can
would
make the case Klubnik's better than Aller.
Yes, you could. So like I said, Clemson and Penn State for what you have coming back probably should be one and two. And then Texas is new, but I get it. Texas is loaded. They think this is as talented a Texas team as they have. So that probably should be one, two, and three. Ohio State, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Alabama, they all have brand new, well, they all have brand new quarterbacks, and there's a lot of brand new everything at those
places.
Well,
I feel like Texas and Alabama are kind of the same.
Yeah.
The only difference is that Texas went deeper and Alabama didn't play in the tournament.
Yes.
And so that's why they're ranked 1 and 8.
Yeah.
But if you look talent wise, they both have new quarterbacks, but everybody's high on both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And then Alabama, we went through it a couple weeks ago.
They
have the most talent of anybody in the country.
Yep. Again,
in terms of 4 and 5 star recruits.
Yeah. And look through the first, I mean, it's look through the first pre NFL draft, like the first three rounds. Dude, Alabama is littered with kids. Yeah.
So why are they 8th? And Texas is one.
Again, what you just said, one made a deeper run, and last year was considered a down year for Alabama, and their offense just disappeared at the end of the year. It vanished, and they lost their bowl game, and they lost one at the end of the year that essentially kept them out of the playoffs. I'm trying to remember who they got nicked by.
Well, people have heard of Arch Manning, and they have not heard of Ty Simpson.
Yes.
That's another
point. Right.
That's why. And that's why I said, if we flipped it and Arch Manning was at Alabama and Ty Simpson was at Texas, and Ty Simpson's was a big recruit and so was this Julian Sain, and you know, all these kids were all Gunnar Stockton at Georgia.
Oh, they lost at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah.
And they scored 3 points.
Yeah, the offense just vanished. I don't know
crazy.
What happened to it.
Crazy.
But they're saying that another year under DeBoer and they're killing it. And Williams, their receiver, Jeremiah Smith last year was arguably the best player in the country, right? Receiver out of Ohio State. And people forget at the beginning of the year, we were talking about Ryan Williams the same way at Alabama. Like he's going to be, well, he already is, but he's having another year where it's going to be special. And he was saying that people don't realize what he was going through last year. He said that that was not indicative of what he can do. So, dude, he may be ready to pop and have one of those FU years. And so just, we wrote off Clemson a couple years ago, and Dabo was like, oh yeah, by the way, we're still pretty good. And I feel like maybe Bama got a little bit of that when Deborah came in, and be careful. This may be a big bounce back year for Alabama.
Yeah, I'm looking at Deborah's second year.
Yeah.
With each
popped
school that he's been at.
Yeah.
Well, he's just been awesome every year.
Yeah.
I mean, but okay. So Sioux Falls, he was 14-0 in his second year. Fresno State, he went 9-3 in his second year. First year being COVID.
Yeah.
So he was 3-3 that first year, went 9-3 and then left, went to Washington. Then he went 14-1 in his second year at Washington.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Yeah. Kalen DeBoer is a winner. And so just dismiss Alabama at your own peril, which is kind of stupid because we're
dismissing.
No, and that's why. And this is why I stopped myself, because it's like, right now in Tuscaloosa, they're doing the no one believes in us. Are you kidding me?
I hate it when Bama and Georgia have that attitude.
Yeah.
Because we should always believe in them.
Yes.
What an idiot.
And we've seen Georgia with that attitude.
I mean, just stupid.
They're nasty.
Yeah.
And they need to be the marked every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want them as underdogs. That's that is bad for the rest of college football.
Alabama, by the way, according to this, I wanted to look this up. CBS had like their early rankings. They have 12 players that will go in the first four rounds of the draft, in theory, according to CBS. Yeah, that's
so. I was looking at looking at the Beavers and Cougs just because I was curious.
Yeah,
obviously they're not in the top 25.
No,
CBS.
Go Beavers, how about that?
CBS Sports ranked every school 1 through 136.
Yeah.
And again, this is preseason, big deal.
Yeah.
And who knows how they do this, particularly once they get after 30, 35, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably just throwing darts at
it's
dartboard.
True. Yeah.
But the Beavers ranked 83rd. The Beavers ranked 75th,
mm-hmm.
and the Cougars ranked 83rd.
Okay. So they think that they're about the same. Not much difference between those two schools.
Well, they're pretty low.
Yeah.
I mean, the only Power 5 schools worse.
Yeah.
There's only one worse than Washington State, and that's Perdue.
Mm.
And
hey, Oregon State beat Perdue last year.
The only ones worse than Oregon State are Perdue, Stanford. No, they don't. Northwestern and Wake Forest.
Stanford just named a starting quarterback, and he's not good.
Who's their coach?
They Ben Gulbranson, I think, is their starter this year. Yeah.
That Ben Gulbranson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's their coach now, Stanford?
They went and...
It's not Luck, right?
No, he's their GM. Stanford hired...
Is it an NFL guy or something?
Who did they go out and get? Oh, yeah, they got Frank Reich.
Reich. He's their interim. They had to can their other coach because of like allegations of harassment against staff members.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wasn't he harassing other like female
like
athletes?
Female trainers? He was like berating them or something like that.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
who was that guy?
Troy Taylor. Was
Troy Taylor? Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
But Frank Reich has said yes, he will coach this season, but no, he's not the long term guy.
Oh god, Frank Reich.
Well, Stanford's in a world of trouble. No, and I don't want to take shots at Gulbranson, but dude, that is not a starting quarterback. He just isn't. And so the fact that that's your guy, they can't get anyone in the transfer portal. That program is in a death spiral, and I don't see a way out for them. This era of college football for them is not going to go well.
Dusty had a great one yesterday. He came in here.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did this, but he told us this. And he said, guess who has been in the top 25 more recently between Perdue, Stanford, Cal. And was there another school in there?
There was one other. I don't remember who it was. But the answer is Perdue.
Yeah.
And the worst of the group was Stanford. Yeah. Stanford is just, and Shaw saw the writing on the wall. It's just that you're not going to be able to win there. By the way, if you want some Beaver good news, remember last year at Cal like rolled them. It was like 44 to whatever. I mean, they beat the brakes off them.
I don't think I could eat Beaver.
The Beavers are favored in that game, I think, by 2.5 at the Burrito to start the year. And if you're Oregon State and you can get Cal and Fresno State, to me, are the key to this whole season. Because if you can win those two games or even get a split, because you're on the road, you get Cal at home, you get Fresno State at home.
The reports out of Cal are things are pretty ugly down there, right?
Yeah, you got to win those games. And if you find a way to go 2-0 there, look, you're going to go on the road to Texas Tech, and that's not going to go well for you. It's just, it's not. And then, unfortunately, you're on the road after that at Oregon, and that's not going to go well for you. They're just, the talent gap between those programs is going to be enormous, and you're going to lose by a lot. But after that, you get Houston at home, and that's going to be a 50-50 game. And so if you can even go through that five-game stretch, even if you're 2-3, right? We'll say you win two of the Cal, Fresno State, Houston games, and you lose to Texas Tech and Oregon. After that, App State, Wake Forest, Lafayette, Washington State twice, Sam Houston, and Tulsa. Like, there is a path here that if you win two of those first five games, if you can win two of those three kind of split games, Oregon State's got a chance to have a nice season and win seven games. Maybe you win eight and go to a nice bowl game and kind of reestablish going into the new Pac-12. So last year for Oregon State is bad. I mean, it went south, and it went south in a hurry.
Expired.
And so I just think weather the storm early for your Oregon State, and you may have a chance to redeem your program a little bit this year. So I'm cautiously optimistic about the Beavs.
Well, this is another one of those internet things that seemed really, really, really fake. The John Mateer story is next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Well,
he said, son, I've made a life.
Well, out of reading when I first saw this happened last night. I think we were on the air, but
yeah, it was around the club.
We were deep into club topics, mm-hmm. So we...
You can't pull out of that.
No. It's got to be big for us to pull out of the club.
And it looked like it could have been fake.
Totally.
Well, like it, according to him,
Photoshop.
It is.
Well, but it's not fake in the sense that, I mean, he did it. Yeah. He's just saying he was just goofing around.
Yeah.
But it totally could have easily been Photoshopped. And people are just doing bits on the internet all over the place now. So you have to be really careful when you see something like this. Your first thought is, oh my God, there's no way he did that.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it's real enough that Oklahoma is investigating. but he denies it. Okay, so here's what's happened. John Mateer is the old Washington State quarterback,
yeah,
and he is now at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And when he was back at Wazoo 2022, he put on his Venmo, because this is what we were talking about last segment, or two segments ago. On your Venmo, it makes you put something down. When you pay somebody money, you have to put what it's... You can put anything, but yes, you have to put something.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be for what it's for.
And you can either make it private or it's public, and his stuff is obviously public.
So he put his out there. He paid one of his teammates. He put sports gambling in the line for what the money was paid for.
Yeah. And on one of them, he even went as far as saying UCLA versus USC.
Yeah. And he did that twice.
Yeah.
Well, somebody finally, that was 2022, somebody caught that and posted it on internet.
Yeah.
And now all hell has broken loose.
Now, to be fair,
thought it was Photoshopped. It actually was real, and he's come out and said that he's just doing bits. He's just joking.
That the game where he put, so it was November 20th that he had, of 22, that he had the USC-UCLA game.
It was a banger.
What was the score?
Spread was 2.5. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being USC 48, UCLA 45.
Ooh. Huh?
And he paid the day after.
He paid or he got paid?
He paid. He paid.
Yeah, so lost.
So someone was like, hey, do you think Mateer bet on UCLA +2 or took the under on the total of 76.5 since he paid the day after the game? So
people have been pulling the highlights of that game, yeah, too. Like USC broke a run late. They're like, Mateer must have been sweating this.
And by the way, that was number 10 USC against number 18 UCLA. That was a banger.
Listen, I go with the kid here, okay? Yeah. If you have kids this age,
yes.
I have kids this age.
Yeah.
From what I gather, they're all doing bits on their Venmo.
Yes. Yes.
Descriptions.
Yes. Up until a couple years ago when I figured out I could turn it to private, I was doing bits on here. I did it with my, I was doing bits with my daughter whenever I would send her money.
He has another one that's got a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
He had another one that said, I hate poker. And he also had one very controversial one, actually several, where he paid one of his bros named Hudson and he wrote, turning gay.
Which is not okay. Gay. You can't be joking about those sorts of things.
I didn't know there was a fee for that.
Apparently, I'm gay. It costs a little something, you know. And by the way,
so clearly he does like to joke.
Yes.
On Venmo.
And Mateer has come out and addressed this.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he said,
yeah,
he's just joking.
Yes.
And look, you know, he goes, I've never gambled.
No. He says he understands the seriousness of it. He encourages everyone to look into it.
Listen.
He's like, he has to do, of course, now he's going to have to do the I'll be better.
Yeah, sure. But he can't be that dumb to have put the game
so
on there.
So what was it for then?
He's just joking. Who knows? I think that they do that to get people stirred up. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing that he and that buddy of his
are
laughing.
They thought it would be funny at the moment.
They're laughing about this now, going, look at this. The whole world thinks it worked.
Is it possible to, like, I'm being dead serious here. Is it possible that he bet $20 with his buddy?
Or yeah,
on the UCLA,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Dude, these guys suck. I'm taking USC. Okay, like sure.
Exactly.
$20,
drinking,
yeah,
having a good time.
And if that's the case, you'll never prove it. Get over it. It's like Rick Neuheisel. Like just let it go. It's okay.
They're investigating though.
Yeah. Okay. How are you gonna? If I paid you. I don't know, 3 years ago, if I paid you $20 for a bet we made on the air, how would anyone link that $20 to that? You can bet with friends. It's okay. He wasn't involved in the game. It wasn't through DraftKings. He didn't have an account. There was no insider information.
Boah.
He bet $20. How much? Wasn't it 20?
I don't know. I didn't see the
amount. The amount is not on there.
Oh, the amount's not on there. He bet a couple bucks with his buddy on a game. Everyone take the cob out of their ass and relax.
He also had an NIL deal with a casino.
Oh, did he?
When he was at Washington State, he had an NIL deal with the casino.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is another one that I just... Are people really outraged by this? Like,
no.
He's
a big name. He's in a big program. And,
but we do this a lot where... And we're guilty of it, too. We talk about things that are supposedly controversial,
yeah,
without really knowing if it is controversial.
Sure.
It's just a thing that popped up on the internet.
Potentially.
It might be.
Right. Somebody somewhere may have said something on Twitter and now it's blown up into a lot of people are saying. But one person said. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Is anybody really mad that John Mateer may have bet $20 with his buddy at worst?
Yeah. Well, no one's upset about that. It's the idea of, I think it's, did an idiot get caught?
I mean, if he's that dumb,
then it's a story.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about John Mateer.
I don't know either.
I would be stunned if he is so dumb that he put right on the line on Venmo the game that he sports bet on.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if that were the case here.
Now,
on the other side, it's a weird inside joke.
Well, again, my guess is that he bet a couple bucks with his buddy on UCLA and USC.
So then he is an idiot for writing that down.
Good luck making it.
I'm not saying not making it stick, but you're a dumbass for writing that down.
I think they're laughing about it. Mm. And I also feel like it may not even be a bet. He's just like, watch this. Yeah. Look what I'm going to put on my Venmo line. We'll see if anybody notices.
More importantly, someone does say this, and it's, we need to know what the fee for turning gay is. I think that is the most important thing here is we need to know what the fee is. If I was doing an interview with John Mateer, like at a press conference, I would have to raise my hand and be like, okay, gambling stuff aside, John, let's talk about the turning gay fee. And more importantly, what is that fee? Is it a reasonable fee?
Well, he had fees for other interesting stuff, too, like a big rooster, although he didn't use the word rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had another one. Probably his worst one was he put, I think he put gay boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. Which is like, come on, Mateer, clean it up. Seriously. People are watching you. Idiot.
Although I'm sure he didn't think they were.
Well, and here's the thing. That was when John Mateer didn't realize that John Mateer would turn into something. He wasn't betting on himself. It's like when Dennis Smith said that his talent was out there slinging that wood. He didn't realize that at some point he'd be a first-round NFL pick. Who was it? Was it Mitch Trubisky that liked to play with the tees?
Yeah, man, I love kissing tees.
Yeah.
But wasn't he like in high school? Or
yeah.
Something?
Yeah, he didn't realize.
Maybe in middle school.
I mean, come on.
Who doesn't love kissing tees? But he was like, and then all of a sudden it was like, ah, damn it. Josh Hader had one of these, right? Where he was.
Oh, yeah.
His was racist. His was racist. Yeah.
By the way, he went on the IL. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's got some arm problems.
Oh, boy. Freaking Astros.
Well, actually, that's good, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, Mariners. You sound disappointed. Like, no. We're rooting for the Mariners here. They're the Mariners' rival.
Valid point. I shouldn't have sounded.
Why are you so sad?
Am I a secret Mariner? Am I a secret Astros fan?
You bet on the Astros, didn't you, son of a...
That's some Astros to win the division? Never! Don't check my Venmo. It's private. But...
Did you put it on the tagline? Astros to win the division.
Astros and their hateful pitcher to win division.
You missed the one where... I think we could say this.
Uh-oh.
The one with slapping in the title. Did you see that one? The material included? Slapping some balls?
And this just in, 20-year-old kids are morons.
Yes, yes. Well, I
they think that's funny.
Would you want whoever your closest friend is?
Oh God, no.
Whoever you have the longest text thread going. No. You want those texts? You want those texts leaked?
Oh, text now. I'm careful on text now. No. But when I was a kid,
yeah,
dude,
you don't want that.
No,
no, it's not good. I don't want mine leaked now. Be very problematic. We go on a golf trip with the same group of guys every year, and we've had the discussion. We're like, if someone dies, like in weird circumstances, and they have to investigate, God forbid we try to explain the text thread that is happening on this golf trip.
Well, you just pull a John Mateer. He's like, it's just joking.
He's joking around.
It's just kid stuff.
And they're going to be like, really? this is kid stuff? A lot of Thailand jokes. This is going to be very problematic for a lot of people.
Wasn't that
if someone dies, the phones have to go into Lake Tahoe? What happened to your phones? They all went overboard, sir. I don't know.
Do you remember that weird BYU documentary where the guy was a Mormon guy, BYU guy, and he was a molester?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were interviewing him in the documentary, and he was like, "Oh, it's just kids."
Yes,
stuff.
That was. Creepy. And then
the
like
creepiest thing ever.
He was molesting everybody. Like,
yes.
Like he got an entire family, including
wasn't
the parents.
Was he like a dentist or something like that? Or
he was an upstanding fella.
Yeah, he was like in the community.
Milk. You know, we got little cookies.
Yeah, that's a fine line between telling some jokes and then you know, paying the fee.
That's true. All right.
Maybe that's what's kept me all these years. I can't afford the fee. I heard it's pretty steep.
We have more sports gambling talk coming up next because Michael Porter Jr. has opened his mouth on this topic.
Why do people...
It's amazing.
I don't know, people just stay quiet.
They
especially
can't.
When your
they,
brother
they,
was implicated.
They can't help. Yes, they can't help themselves.
They cannot.
They cannot.
And this guy, he's a grade A bonehead. We've talked about him before. We'll play what he said coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.